Happy New Year! We're gonna start off the year with God's greatest gift to humanity, men. And welcome. I couldn't speak for a second, but welcome to Pop and Circumstance, the podcast where we pop at that popcorn for you.
Again.
Hello. And welcome to Pop and Circumstance, the podcast where we talk about pop culture things. Oh, speaking of enunciating my words, I just recently saw My Fair Lady on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that movie before?
No, but I know what it is.
Yeah, and it's... I know it's the point, but Audrey Hepburn's voice at the beginning is so fucking annoying. I was just about to do an impersonation, but I want to save our listeners' ears. It's so obnoxious.
Well, yeah.
But the costumes are pretty. I love the aesthetic of the movie.
Well, because, like, My Fair Lady is what inspired Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's part of what is in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that movie could have been cut in half by a lot of the things that were completely unnecessary in that movie. But other than that, it's pretty good.
They just wanted to do it. They had Audrey Hepburn and they said, how can we use her?
I almost didn't recognize her at the beginning. I was like, who is this garbage woman?
Then they did a good job.
Yeah, she did. She's an actress.
She's an actress.
But yeah, it's been a while. We've had this topic on our plate for months.
Yes.
But
a lot of things were happening.
A lot of things happened. Holidays.
COVID. Not that either one of us got
no,
it, but
yeah,
just the
thankfully.
Resurgence of it.
Yeah, we've gotten in contact with people who have gotten COVID. It's a whole thing. We just want to keep each other safe. And yeah. But Emily, what's been going on outside of our little bubble?
A lot of shit has been going on. Like, a lot of shit. One of the most... We're going to start off sad.
Okay.
Betty White did not make it to her 100th birthday. She was shy 3 weeks. She died on New Year's Eve.
Damn.
Yeah, no, it sucked. But, you know, that's a legend.
Chilling
with the other
She
ladies.
Was ready to go.
Yeah, I feel like here's the thing that everybody's like, it's really sad to see her go because she's had such an impact on pop culture and society. But at the same time, she lived a full life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can tell that she lived a full life.
She saw everything.
Yeah. Anybody who gets to live that long, I'm like, you lived a life much longer than probably you intended.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, no. I never saw myself even getting to 25.
Yeah.
100?
100. Yeah. I probably... And then all your loved ones. Of course, you make new loved ones along the way.
Yeah.
But, like, the ones you grew old with, they are no longer with you. And that's... And you see all of them pass away before you. I'm sure that's not easy.
No, it's probably so hard.
Yeah.
You're just like... Yeah. Yeah. Well, because, like, it's also, like, hers obviously wasn't heartbreak, but, like, with Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds passed away, like, she died because her daughter died. Like, it was definitely a broken heart. Like,
yeah.
Because she could have lived much old. There was nothing. It was just the devastation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, that's enough to just send you away.
Yeah.
And it could have just been like, you know what? I fulfilled my time. My child is no longer here sort of deal. Because, like, I think the saddest thing for any... if you choose to be a parent, is if you have to bury your child before you pass. Because that's your whole life. That's the whole thing. You're like, I gave you life.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I know. Death is... She's
something.
She's a bitch.
But, you know, I'm not... I mean, obviously, we're sad to see her go. Mm-hmm. But I think... it's more of like a happy thing. At least that's what I've been seeing. That's how I feel. And that's what I think a lot of people feel. We're satisfied. We're like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it sucks. Like, it definitely sucks. But, like, she was definitely a person that I was like, oh, she could never die.
Yeah.
She's always just been Betty White. Like, the old Betty White that I've grown to see.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, she's not getting any older. She literally looked the same to me.
Yeah. She was out and running.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, no, like, you were almost 100 years old. Yeah, no.
I saw a TikTok where this guy is playing a God and an angel. Mm-hmm. And God's like, hey, yes. So where's the... It's like, so did you go grab the old lady? And she's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, she's right over here. Like, oh, I don't know why you decided to pull her before her 100th birthday. And he's like, 100... The queen is only 95.
Yeah.
And he's like, did you say the queen? And he's like, whoa. Is that Betty White? It's so funny. But anyways, can't believe she's older than the queen. That lady is ancient.
That's another one that I'm like, she just doesn't die.
Yeah.
He just lives so long. Yeah. Hers is different, though, because, like, definitely with Betty White, I just felt like she was timeless.
Yeah.
But, like, with Queen Elizabeth, it's more like, dude.
She's like a zombie.
Yeah, it was like, how long? I thought she was definitely, I was like, you've been around for how long, little lady? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wild.
It's insane. It's insane to think that, like, she's another who's lived through so much.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other things that have happened as of recent.
Wild world.
As of recent, they canceled the live audience for the Golden Globes because of the resurgence of the coronavirus.
Omicron.
Yes. The Omicron.
Omicron.
It literally sounds like a transformer.
It does.
So it's canceled. It is this Sunday. Not the actual show.
Just
the live audience is canceled. They will still participate. They will still have the show. But I feel like the Golden Globes were either, like, kept under wraps or something, because I saw nothing about the Golden Globes.
I think it's they realize that no one cares.
Yeah.
Because the only award shows we care about are the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys.
And even the Oscars, it's more like it's just to see who wins the big ones.
Yeah.
And that's so shitty because, like, you know, like, sound design and, like, costuming, like, editing, like, all those things are what make movies.
Right.
But it's just like, wow. Wow. I do want to bring up the movies, though, that are nominated for Best Motion Picture Drama and Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy.
Okay.
Because these are obviously, they kind of tell you where it's going to be towards the Oscar season. So for drama, there was Belfast, which is a great film. Coda, also phenomenal. I cried. Dune.
I want to see that so bad. It is
visually beautiful.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's like a visual feast.
Yeah, but I'm like, how much? I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, I've also heard that Zendaya was paid millions of dollars for like a perfume commercial.
I was like, that girl said two points.
Good for her, though. I heard that she will have a bigger role in like the other movies. Part,
yeah. But I don't know. Like, Dune was good. I'm not saying it wasn't. It just, when compared to these other movies, I'm like, it was just a visual thing. Like, Coda is so well done.
What's it about?
It's about being a coda.
Being a...
It's a child of a deaf parent.
A dead parent?
A deaf.
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 Oh, deaf. P-H. Deaf. No. Deaf. F.
I wish you could all see the face I just gave Eva when she said P-H.
You're just like, bitch?
I was like,
are you dumb?
Deaf, like you're hard of hearing?
Yes, which I am.
And then, Belfast is about... the riots they would have in Northern Ireland during the... I forgot the time period.
Is it like about like Ireland being like its own
nation? Well, because Northern Ireland is still a part of the UK. It is part
technically.
Of...
Technically.
Not technically, it is. And then the country, the rest of Ireland is its own country. But it was just, it talks about kind of that time period and like shows you a family and through like a child's eyes, kind of like the whole situation and stuff. It was very well done, very well acted. It was just, it was so good. I really did enjoy that movie. And it's also shot in black and white to just kind of show you the difference of like the time period when they like, then they like briefly show the future, like how like Northern Ireland, how Belfast is now. It was just like, wow. It was just well done. King Richard. I haven't heard too much about that movie. I heard the performances are really great, though. Like Will Smith's performance.
Yeah, I've I've heard only good things about it. I think the only critiques people have had is like, it's not about the Williams sisters. And then they're like, that, yeah, that was it's, not, point. It's not yeah, about, it it's like, called it's King a, Richard.
It was about the dad.
Yeah. Like,
it's about him and his relationship with the girls, but it's about him.
I think I was listening to a NPR podcast. I don't remember which one, where they were talking about how, like, as, like, because the person who was talking, it was a black woman, or is a black woman, and she was saying, as a black woman who has a black father, that movie was very, like, it touched her. It was very personal to her, because she's like, that is a complex black man and a black father with, you know, like, an actual complex black family with struggles and all the other kind
of stuff. Oh, yeah, because, like, a lot of, like, media, because, you know, we suck at representation. Mm-hmm. It's either like one extreme or it's the absentee father.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, I think it's good to show different types of family dynamics and stuff like that, especially in other
demographics.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I was like, what is the word I want to use? Then there's The Power of the Dog. I've heard nothing about that film. I have no idea what that film is. There's, how do you pronounce that?
Cyrano?
Okay, that's what
it is. Is that like about like Cyrano de Bergerac?
I don't know. I mean, I could not tell you.
I love that play. I think that play is great.
I was like, these are the two that I have no idea about. The Power of the Dog and then Cyrano. Cyrano is for Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy.
I'm going to look that up later.
Yeah. And then we have Don't Look Up. Like everybody's kind of been talking about right now. It's very poignant is what I've heard. But like a lot of people truly do like the film.
Yeah.
Licorice Pizza. Don't stand. I do not stand.
Yeah.
Tick, Tick, Boom. That was a lot of fun.
I haven't seen it yet, but
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I cried my eyes out.
I've heard there are many tears.
Yes, it was very well done. West Side Story, which was going to happen because it's a Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
It's like Meryl Streep and her not getting nominated.
Yeah.
Although I don't think I saw her name.
I think would it be for Don't Look Up or would it be?
It would be for Don't Look Up.
I mean, from what I've heard, I actually just listened to this one's actually called Pop Culture Happy Hour by NPR. They were actually talking about that movie. I haven't seen it, but they said that like it's not like that director's strongest
work,
and everyone kind of plays like more of an archetype.
Yeah.
And it's not as good as it could have been. Oh, okay. They said it falls short on a lot of the messages they're trying to send.
You know, which was really funny though, is that anyone in the media has said that. Like,
yeah.
All the critiques have said that.
Mm.
But then the general public is like, no, it's a really great movie. And I was like, I think I know why.
That's interesting.
I think I know why. It's because you don't vibe with what they're saying because it's very true to
That is a point. That is a point. Because one of their critiques said that, like the media isn't the reason why people don't pay attention to global warming, which is kind of like the basic premise of the whole movie.
It's not global warming, but it's a comet. A comet is coming to Earth.
Well, yeah, but it's an allegory for climate change.
No, it's an allegory for pretty much anything.
I thought it was an allegory for climate change.
No, because think about it right now. We're dealing with the coronavirus for 2 years straight because no one listens.
Mm.
It's you could relate it to a lot of different things.
Mm.
It's pretty much anything that, like, you as a person who knows the subject are trying to explain to somebody and they just choose to ignore you. It's that's why like people are like, oh, it's climate change. And I'm like, no, it could be. It's pretty much anything that
that's
like
true. That's
you
true.
It's about trying to explain the movement of Black Lives Matter to somebody who just is thoroughly like, no, I just
does
don't
not
get
want it.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just like, I just don't care sort of deal. It's just talking about something about that, you know is true and everything because there are facts and everything that prove your point, but they still won't listen to you. Came at a time which like a lot of people are they're comparing it more to the coronavirus than to anything else because people
see.
Are like, oh, they're talking about the Trump administration and because I watched a critique of the movie, they're like, they're not really saying it in general to any specific administration. They're just saying, like, this is how it is. You tell these people there's this problem, but they still won't fix it.
Yeah. I also heard that that's its weakness. It's like it's way too broad. Uh-huh. It makes super broad strokes. Mm-hmm. That's why it doesn't really, like, hit. Again, I haven't seen the movie. I only listened to one critique of it, so that I have no
skin in the game.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
So the Nevermind album, the Nirvana album with the baby on it, the lawsuit was dismissed.
Yeah, that's an interesting, because, like, I don't want to get too into it, but, like, also that's, like, such an interesting argument to make, because on the one hand, you're like, well, then you could sue literally, like, any parent for posting a kid in their bathtub naked. And
well, it's like it'd be one of those things. It's like when children become actors, they don't have any say in it because their parents told them to do it, but then you know, like, you're selling their likelihood now. Or like children who are like the baby Gerber, like if you're a baby Gerber model, you're a baby. Like, you didn't choose to do that.
Yeah, you just happened to be born beautiful.
And then your parents were like, let's you know, milk this money. Yeah. Milk this child for what they're worth.
Yeah.
Sort of deal. So it's, I don't know, it's one of those weird things where it's like, look, your parents at that time, like,
just did what they wanted to do. It's complicated.
You're not a full adult until you're 18 in the eyes of the law.
Yeah. And so then, like, that goes into the whole argument about the efficacy of child actors.
Yeah.
And, like, all this other kind of stuff. And I feel like that's a...
You're going down a rabbit hole opening up this.
That's the main reason why this didn't...
Yeah, because they're just, like, because, like, autonomy comes into it and stuff like that. But, like, you're a child. Like, you're not fully autonomous at any point, because, like, you need your parents to guide you, or your not parents, your whoever is raising you, or taking care of you, whoever has the guardianship or whatnot. Like, what?
I heard of this woman who sued her parents for birthing her, and her, like, and she's like, I never wanted to be born, and yet I was born. And, like, she actually won this suit, but it was because the doctors told her parents that she would be born with a lot of medical problems. And they were just like, we're gonna have this baby anyways. And so she was born with a lot of medical problems. And so she sued them, and she got a lot of money out of it. And I was like, what the heck? She's like, I didn't ask to be born. Give me money. And the court was like, she's right. I was like, that's wild.
I didn't ask to be born either.
I know.
But I'm also not going to sue my parents and be like,
But anyways. Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, like Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man. Like, I still haven't seen it, but I've heard nothing but good things about it.
It just blew up the freaking box office.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap.
Even for a pandemic, like, it
everyone said, fuck the pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm watching Spider-Man.
Which, you know.
But to be fair, it was a very well done film.
Yeah. It's
definitely the best of the Tom Holland movies. It is not the best Spider-Man movie in general. I will still stand by into the Spider-Verse movie, the best Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
But it is still very well done.
That's what I've heard. I'm excited to... And also, they released the teaser trailer for the new Spider-Verse movie, which I'm super excited about. They look so much older. Well, not so much, but, like, they look slightly older. And I'm like, oh, I love nuance.
I also love the theories that are going around already about just the teaser trailer. And I was like, oh, man.
Good things are coming. Oh, speaking of which, because I've been listening to a lot of NPR, I got this idea of making predictions of the future of this year, and pop culture wise. And then at the end of the year, we can compare and see if we predicted correctly.
If we were right.
So do you have a singular prediction of what might happen this year in the pop culture world?
Oh, fuck.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I predict that I'm going to go into the book community.
Okay.
I predict that there is going to be one of two things, if not both. I think there is going to be a book, like either a young adult book that's going to get super, super popular, and it's going to be kind of controversial. So it's going to be very similar to like A Court of Thorns and Roses or like a Twilight thing where just there's going to be a lot of hype behind it, but it's actually not going to be that good. Cool. Because A Court of Thorns and Roses got a whole bunch of like hype, and yeah, everyone's just like, oh, this is good shit. But it's actually a really poor, horribly made movie. Book. Yeah. Which could become a movie because it's that popular right now. And then I also think like in the adult genre, I think there's going to be a book very similar to American Dirt. It's going to talk about a topic that the author just doesn't know anything about. And it's going to get a lot of controversy.
I feel like that's very predictable. Like, that would be something.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
I think that's a safe one. Let's do an outrageous one. There's just so many things. It's so hard. Go with your other thing that you were thinking.
Well, the one that I heard is like Rihanna is going to release her album, but at the very end of the year.
Oh, that bitch. My manager actually made the joke that because this year's 22, which is like a number for Taylor Swift. 13 is her number, but also 22. Uh-huh. That she will actually not come out with anything this year. But she'll just...
Because it's like because it's her lucky number, you know, like the...
Her lucky number is 13. But it's her... but like 22, like 20, I'm feeling 22, like it is. So it's one of those things. It's like, no, I won't do it.
You guys. I think that's outrageous. I think that's pretty outrageous.
And she'll just be like, you know what?
I'm going to take a year long break because I can.
Because you guys are going to be mentioning all year anyway.
And I'm already making all the money because you guys are going to be listening to Taylor's version instead of whatever those are.
Yep.
I was. I spent the whole day listening to Taylor's music, so.
You know? Yes, bitch. Go off. I definitely... That'd be insane if she did that.
Yeah.
It's either that or she's going to release a lot. It's one or the other. She's either going to not release anything or release a lot of shit this year.
Okay.
So we'll see what she does. I'm trying to think of anything else out there. I really hope Andrew Garfield wins an Oscar.
That'd be nice.
You know... I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But that's more of a me hoping because I stand that man so hard. I do predict that Doctor Strange, Multiverse into Madness or whatever, that's going to like break records too.
Okay.
Yeah, because everybody loves WandaVision and she's in it. So I'm like, you know, I do see the people, the masses going. No matter what.
Okay.
Ooh. This is more of a I really hope.
Okay.
I don't want to say this because I feel like I'm just going to fuck it up.
You're going to jinx it?
Yeah.
Cross your fingers, cross your legs.
Okay, so I really hope because they brought Colin Trevorrow back that Jurassic World Dominion will be a good film.
Ooh, okay.
Because the short they released... a little like a year or so ago was very, very good, very entertaining, and like Colin Trevorrow directed it. So I'm like, I hope because he's the one at the helm for this one that it is a good movie.
Okay,
because if not, I'll cry.
Yeah, I'm gonna make
although another... fuck Chris Pratt.
Exactly.
That's regardless.
I'm gonna make another prediction. I think BTS is going to win an actual award. Like an American award. I think
like not a fan award.
Nope. Not one of those cheap.
Yeah, like army things.
I think, and I'm not a BTS fan.
No, she's not.
No, I'm not. But I do think either them or a girl group, some girl group is going to get an American award by the end of the year. I think so, because last year and like starting from pretty much 2020 and on, K-pop is only becoming more and more mainstream.
Yeah.
And a lot of, specifically girl groups. Not a lot of boy groups are
besides BTS.
Besides BTS and maybe like, not even just BTS, but a lot of girl groups are coming to America and getting super popular. Mm-hmm. So I
love the girls.
Yeah, we do. I mean, so I believe that either some girl group or BTS is going to get an American award. I would prefer to see, my wish is to see this girl group get it, because I'm going to say this, but people are going to hate on me. Army people, I just want to see it thrown in their face. I want them to get mad about it.
Yeah.
I saw this, Musa to me and Victoria's favorite tweet, where there's an army person saying, like, BTS is winning all of these, breaking all of these records, and, like, blah, 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 blah. And then someone responded, there's, like, McDonald's sells millions of burgers every single day, doesn't make it gourmet. And I was like, what?
Okay, but I love McDonald's.
I know, exactly. So
I was like, but yeah. I keep coming back for McDonald's.
Mm-hmm, exactly. BTS is McDonald's.
Hey, they'll run forever.
Shots fired.
But I was like, they'll run forever.
All right, but masculinity, there could be a decent
segue
into masculinity, because we're going to talk about not really just men, but just masculine things, because we are, what would you consider us? I am definitely not dressed feminine today. I would consider myself a chapstick lesbian.
Okay. You do have to refresh my brain on that.
Chapstick is like not quite lipstick lesbian, like feminine, but also not butch.
Okay.
I feel like I'm like in this middle ground where like I'm just a girl. Looking at it. No, I'm kidding. No.
I hate you. I was going to say living in a lonely world.
What would you consider your essence? Masculine, feminine? You're just existing?
Yeah. I was like, look, I just put on clothes that make me feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always comfort over fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes I really like to wear really like feminine things.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'm like, you know what? My boyfriend jeans are what I want. Mm-hmm. Like I want comfort.
Yeah.
Like I don't care.
Yeah.
I do like makeup though. Makeup is a lot of fun. I will wear makeup.
Yeah.
I care more about my hair and my hair. I think that's what I would care more about than my actual
dress.
Yeah.
Yeah. My relationship with masculinity has been very close, especially when I was like growing up. Like I was very, like starting in middle school, I was very, elementary school, middle school, masculine presenting.
Mm-hmm.
I hated feminine things. I loved masculine, just stereotypical masculine things, sports, all the other kinds of stuff. Now I'm more, I'm less misogynistic. And I think it's an interesting thing. Now this is the way I grew up and developed my view on masculinity is interesting. Because I don't know, obviously we're very critical, as if you've heard all of our episodes before, we are very critical of toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of masculine things that I like in pop culture. And like, Victoria has pointed that out many times, specifically in my music taste.
Oh yeah, because you like, and like I think there's like a downside to being one way or the other. Mm-hmm. You kind of need to be in the middle and be like, hey, like, in any sorts of thing, like you want both.
Yeah, but even before Victoria, even my old college roommates, they're just like, you listen to a lot of men, and I was like, do I? I guess I do. And it's only until like recently, this past few years, I've actually been actively trying to incorporate more women because I do tend to lean more towards masculine noises. I hate that.
What does that mean
about me or myself.
No, but what does it mean, a masculine noise?
Oh, just like, I don't know. That, again, I get masculinity is fluid. Yeah. I have no idea. What I could either go towards the punk rock alternative masculinity. I could go towards the indie route, because I really like indie right now. And I'm sort of going into disco, which is like really weird. But there's a lot of ladies in disco, so that's where I'm getting my ladies. But it's interesting. What kind of like masculine things do you like in terms of like pop culture? Things
probably that would, movies.
Movies, yeah.
Probably film. I watch a lot of films that are made by men. Mm-hmm. But that's also accessibility.
There's that's true. Not that's true.
A whole bunch of women in the industry. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's very, not many people will give a woman a chance, mm-hmm. Or a non-binary person a chance. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes kind of hard. But also like things that are like traditionally meant for women, like the romance films, mm-hmm. or like the period pieces that I'm just like, no.
Yeah, you and me are just like, eh.
Well, it's because I like, even though they're like meant for you, I'm like, there's still things in those portrayals that I'm like, no, why do you want that for you? Yeah. Why do you want a man who treats you like, mm-hmm. shit? Mm-hmm. Like, why is that? Because like, I will always stick to Pride and Prejudice because I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he treated her like crap in the beginning. Like, mm-hmm. no, just because now that you, like, I like you, I'm going to treat you better? Fuck no.
Yeah.
You didn't treat me well from the get-go. I don't want you.
Right, right.
I want your ass. Mm-hmm. Are you insane? Oh, God, no. Yeah. I, like, those things drive me nuts. But then, you know, like, how on TikTok there's the trend where it's, like, men written by women?
And I haven't seen that, but explain it to me.
Sure. So they'll point out people, celebrities usually, mm-hmm. who are very, I don't want to say they're soft, but there's a
gentleness to them.
Yeah, there's a female gaze to them.
Yes.
Sort of deal. Yeah. The way they carry themselves is not overtly masculine. They're, mm-hmm. just very like, this is who I am, sort of deal. Like, and they're very open to
like feelings and emotions.
Yeah, and they're very they're not, they're just good boys.
Yeah.
Like examples they will always use is like the Tom Hiddlestons, the Andrew Garfields,
yeah.
the Oscar Isaacs, mm-hmm. like those men, mm-hmm. who just, yeah. you're like, wow.
Yeah.
You hold me, like, yeah. Pedro Pascal, like, you just, they're, the way they carry themselves, you're just, yeah. like, mm-hmm. you're a good man. Like Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're a good man.
Yeah.
There's nothing about you that screams, I'm a shitty human being.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like those things, I'm like, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah. I forgot where I read this. This was in an article of something that was kind of addressing this male gaze versus female gaze, but like in like, creating this male, this ideal man,
yeah,
between these two opposing, you know, sides, where the reason why heterosexual cis women specifically, mm-hmm. Will create this soft man, this sensitive man, is because they, and also specifically like the himbo,
yep.
is a big thing right now. It's because a lot in real life, a lot of women are afraid of men.
Yeah.
We like an unfamiliar man is very scary to us because a lot of, more often than there should be, there have been instances of just either discomfort or at the very worst, violence,
yeah.
towards women from men. And so the reason why the female gaze is a soft, sensitive man, because in real life, that's...
I would prefer a soft, yeah. sensitive man.
Yeah, who will not harm you,
yeah.
in any way. And... Mm-hmm. But if you look at a man's, you know, cis hetero man's ideal man,
yeah.
he's harsh. He doesn't give a shit about his women are just kind of there.
Yeah. It's like I'm not, because like we don't know Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
But like Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Like that's a man's man.
Yeah. That's, my dad loves him.
Like men love that. Harrison Ford. Like,
yeah.
They love these. Very like,
this is not against their character.
No,
we don't
I'm
know
not,
them,
I'm not,
but like just their archetypes that they, yeah. usually play.
That they play,
yeah.
a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. Like it's just very like, there's these hard Arnold Schwarzenegger, like they're,
yeah.
just hard, strong men.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm like, no, like women don't care about that.
Yeah,
like truly, like when people talk about it, like they're like all the Marvel scenes where they take off their shirts.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, wow, they do this for the women. They're objectifying men. And I'm like, no, yeah. I'm going to be real with you. Like, yes. Do we appreciate everybody?
Yes. Yes.
That's a good looking person, but mm-hmm. I'm not like, wow. Oh wow. Like, holy cow. Like that's what sold me. Most of the time I'm like, that's a little ridiculous, but yeah. it's because men are like, wow.
Or if anything, we're just like, that's so funny. We're like, ha ha ha. Yeah. It is obviously fan service. We're just like, ha, that's funny.
Cause like, Paul Rudd. I'll use Paul Rudd as an example because they do a shirtless scene of him in Ant-Man. And I was like, women have loved Paul Rudd for decades.
Without seeing his nipples.
Yeah, I was like, I have loved that man for as long as I've been alive, pretty much. Like, there's just, you're not doing that for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't care to see Paul Rudd buff.
Yeah.
You're doing that because then other men are like, okay, Paul Rudd can look like that. Yeah. I can too.
Yeah.
Or I need to look like that because, like, obviously I think women are attracted to that. And I'm like, no, it's his personality.
Yeah.
It's because he's funny.
Yeah.
It's because he doesn't use, very poignant. He doesn't use like other people to, as the joke. It's more of like, you know, it's, his humor is great.
Yeah.
But like,
bitch. Yeah. Personality. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, no, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
About these shirtless men.
Yeah. Even like when, so Victoria and I went to go see 007, and as everyone knows, me and Victoria are lesbians.
Yes.
But there were a few scenes in 007 where literally Victoria was like, oh, I hear her gasp, and like, and just, I look over and she's like grinning ear to ear seeing Daniel Craig on screen. Like, there's a scene where he was sailing a boat and he was wearing his European short shorts, and she's like, oh, like, I literally, her breath is uneven.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh my gosh, he's so, and so like, she is just fawning over this man.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah. Yeah, because he's
dashing.
He's dashing.
Yeah.
He's a princely type. He's, and that's a good kind of masculine, you know, where he's hard, but also you can tell that he's sensitive. He's hard because he's gone through a lot of
trauma,
emotional turmoil. And it's not like he hides it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, yeah, I have been betrayed in my past, and
by a woman I thought I liked.
Oh my god. Have you seen the new movie?
No.
Oh well, it just ties it up in a nice little bow, like 007's entire character arc.
Okay.
It's really good. I think it's a really good ending to Daniel Craig's Bond. And yes, he's hard, but we get it. Like, and we're just like, and this is the type of one where like, I can fix him, but not in a way where like he needs me to be fixed, but like, I will be on this journey with him. And because he's already on this journey himself.
Yeah.
It's hard, but I'll be there with him. That's the kind of stuff that women are attracted to.
Yeah.
And this is women be just being attracted to men, maybe not sexually, but just like, just an attraction.
Well, because like, I'll use this as an example. Like, Florence Pugh, everybody's in love with her now.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
incredibly gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are like, but she's with Zach Braff. Forget the age difference. Just like, look at Zach Braff and then look at her. Obviously, he is winning because she's the hot
she's
person.
The hot one, yeah.
Not that like Zach Braff isn't good to look. She's just the better looking one.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But it's because he's funny and he's probably really nice. Everybody's thinking about Pete Davidson. They're like, yeah. How does he pull these really great, gorgeous women?
Mm-hmm.
It's because he has a good personality.
And he probably treats women really well.
Yeah, I was like, he comes from a single, well, not a widowed. Like, he was raised by his mom.
Yeah.
Like, because he had to be, because he lost his dad. But like, that sort of, you can tell that like they care about about women because they were raised by women in a respectful manner.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's those in the Latin culture is a really big problem where like, yes, you're raised by women.
Yeah.
Because it's usually a very matriarchal kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's hidden under a patriarchal thing. But the women are the one who like
raise the people. Yeah.
Yeah. But they baby men because they're like, women are the ones who need to do these things, so they baby men into a certain mindset and culture that they like. Latin culture like really exudes the toxic masculinity,
machismo, like, sort of thing.
Yeah, like machismo is huge because they like, that's how they raise them.
Mm-hmm.
But like in other places where like they have strong women raising their children and stuff, there's a different mindset. Like, they're just like, oh, like, I need to treat you well because, yeah. like, I know what it's, I don't know personally what it's like, but I know what it's like to be in your shoes yeah, because I've like, seen it right. through my parents or seen it through my mom, seen mm-hmm. it through my sister sort of deal. And I'm like, wow. Yeah. Get the Latin culture on that.
yeah. And so it's, if I'm thinking about all of the masculine things that I just really don't like, mm-hmm. it's always entrenched in this like exclusionary mm-hmm. sort of thing. These men or these just stereotypical men things that are just like, it's not for you. This isn't for you.
Like, I hate when yeah. you have to like prove that you in sports. If like mm-hmm. a woman's like, oh, I like these sports, there yeah. are men who are like, well, then name this.
Yeah,
name three goalies.
Yeah,
name three that, and you're just like,
it, like, why can't I just like enjoy it? Yeah,
like I can't like for me hockey. I think mm-hmm. hockey's fun. Mm-hmm. Like to me, I'm like, I will sit down and watch hockey because it one, it goes by very fast.
Yeah,
and two, it's just entertaining.
It's just a, yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
There's a lot of violence, and I think that's fine because it's not, it's different than like, because I've noticed this because like if you go to a hockey game versus like going to a football game, mm. the ambiance and the fans are very different. Mm. Usually there are still like the bad seats and everything. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much violence on the ice, the crowd isn't as violent like mm. to each other. Mm. Well, like if you see like football games and stuff, like men will like, they'll just get at it with each other. Same mm-hmm. thing with like, because they're just annoying. There's nothing else going on.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'll fight you instead.
I'm yeah.
Like, no, you're drunk.
So yeah. Yeah.
But like, there's this like, but there's gatekeeping. I think that's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, gatekeeping like, is the word.
A lot of typical masculine things have a lot of gatekeeping around it. And I'm just mm-hmm. like, bitch, I don't care. Like the film bros.
Yeah.
When it comes to movies, like,
yeah, like, they're no. just like, well, give me an essay right on the spot about.
You think Little Women is the best movie? Mm, no, you're yeah. incorrect.
It's like, let me tell you about Fight Club.
Yeah, I was like, let me explain to you why Pulp Fiction is the best movie. Quentin Tarantino is my hero.
No. And then the funny thing is that like there are these movies made by men that critiques masculinity, like Fight Club, like 500 Days of Summer, right?
Yes, that's yeah. about a toxic relationship.
Yeah, where yeah. like these and also no, I don't know. Those two specifically, they are critiquing toxic masculinity,
and people miss the point.
And people miss the point completely. Yeah. And I feel like that's what maybe the Joker tried to do, where like I think the Joker was trying to critique something, but it was actually just playing into
yeah.
exactly what it was like the audience mm-hmm. it was made for.
Yeah.
And it's one of those like things for masculinity where it's just like it's very easy to find. It's very easy to see. Mm-hmm. Toxic masculinity. But the reason why it's extremely difficult to get rid of is because it is so ingrained into the culture, whatever culture mm-hmm. we grow up in, specifically like we're coming from an American culture.
Yeah.
It's just so ingrained into the systems.
Yeah.
It just can't get out. Like we could have, like, for example, there's this trans woman swimmer mm-hmm. Going out right now and competing with women, yeah. as she should. But a lot of people are like, no, she was born a man. And so therefore, she's better than us. And there is like a whole article about how a lot of her fellow competitors are, if she wins, they're like, oh, then we're afraid to critique her because then we're transphobic. And then that's also an internalized misogyny of like we shouldn't have these gendered like sports.
I never understood why we had to keep it separate.
Exactly. Like it, like the reason why like women sports don't do so well is because of this internalized misogyny that like women just aren't as talented or as exciting to watch, yeah. when in fact a softball game is way more exciting than a baseball game. Yeah. It's so much fun. I love a good softball game, but it's just in League of Their Own. like that was so, and like we've shown it in the past, you know, if you go into League of Their Own where they had like women baseball. It was super popular, if not just as popular as the men. But then once the men came back, they're like, that was cute, that was fun, bye. And you've never seen it again. No one will even like entertain the thought of a women's baseball league.
Yeah.
Like, period. We have women's basketball, we have women's pretty much every other sport, but a women's baseball league, people are like, that's funny.
Because it's a true American sport.
Yeah. And it's wild. The last time I saw a woman in a quote-unquote man's space, she wasn't even a woman. Little girl in the little leagues. She was a star pitcher and they won. and I don't know what she's up to. It's really sad.
It's like, you know, it's wild. Is like, I don't understand why it's like that. Because like, there are women goalies in hockey, mm-hmm. and like, they'll play with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like they're playing on a women's hockey team. Mm-hmm. They're playing with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, because there shouldn't be a difference. I was like, hockey is a brutal sport for whoever's playing.
Yeah.
They will deck you no matter who you are.
Yeah.
Like, it's not
you'll get a skate blade to the face.
I was like, a puck is coming for your mouth regardless of who you are,
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. So I was like, I don't understand. Like, the U.S. female soccer team is significantly better than the male soccer
mm-hmm,
team.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if they played together, they could be best team.
They could literally, America would probably finally go to the, whatever, the World Cup. Finally.
The FIFA,
whatever, you know? Like,
it's like, in other cultures, it just might not be as, well, because like, in Latin cultures, it's very sexist. So like, there's just, they're probably not like, we don't really want women to play with us, which is not okay. Which like, you need to dismantle yourself. Like,
mm-hmm.
But those sorts of things, like if they can see it in the limelight, like, like you can play with us, like mm-hmm. we're all the same, then we could get rid of so much crap.
Yeah. And then when I also think of like good masculinity versus toxic masculinity, if I'm thinking of like books and manga and anime, there's a lot of toxic masculinity in the way that like there's these women, it's a lot of degrading of women specifically. And because for anime and manga and books, I consume a lot of like stuff that's aimed towards cishet women.
Okay.
And that a lot of that stuff, there's not a lot of good men,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of women bashing. And if it, even in like truly girly feminine things, there's probably only one main female character and the rest are all men.
Yeah.
And it's just this woman's relationship with men and like not her connection with women. And it's so disheartening to see. And if you look at, and also if you look at like stuff that's aimed towards boys, like the shonen genre, it's so hard. Like in Naruto, the guy who made Naruto, he has a lot of like female characters.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like them. But the reason why they don't have a huge part in his stories is because his constant excuse is like, I don't know how to write women. And then one of the things I saw on TikTok was like, that's not an excuse.
Yeah.
Get better.
Yeah.
Like, learn how to write women better. Yeah.
That's like any sort of art.
Yeah.
When they're like, oh, I don't do like hair. Like when they're like, oh, I don't do curly hair. It's like, mm-hmm. learn.
Yeah.
Learn, bitch, you're a hairdresser.
Exactly.
You went to school.
Yeah. Like the whole thing about this whole like, on this topic of masculinity is like, the reason why it's a problem is because people are just kind of letting it happen.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just let it happen. Mm-hmm. But also it's equally as easy to not let it happen.
Yeah. There was I saw a thing about how with the film Don't Look Up, and this is going to talk about like gender pay, like discrepancies. Leonardo DiCaprio made $5 million more than Jennifer Lawrence, even though like they're both the main characters and like her name was above his on like the call sheets and stuff like that. Cause like she's in the movie more or whatever. And then she was just like, oh, like he brings in more box office money than me. And I'm like, no, listen here, honey.
Mm-hmm.
He brings Oscar buzz.
That's
because
true.
That's who he is. But bitch, you led the Hunger Games movies that made a lot of money. Why are you telling me that you don't bring in money?
That could also be, you know, you but could she's also an herself, Oscar. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you're putting yourself down and thinking that. But like, then she makes the point of like, it's uncomfortable and hard sometimes mm-hmm. for women or like non-binary people to argue for their wage, mm-hmm. to be like, I deserve as much as my male counterpart. But I'm mm-hmm. like, we need to like get rid of these sorts of ideas that it's hard to do that, because mm-hmm. what's hard for you to say, I want this.
Yeah.
I deserve this. Mm-hmm. I'm putting just as much work, or if not more, mm-hmm. like, bitch, excuse me.
Yeah.
I really want to know like how Meryl Streep goes in.
Yeah.
Because she's fucking Meryl Streep. And
yeah.
She's just like, no, you're going to pay me the yeah. same amount you're paying them.
Yeah.
I bet she does. She's a boss ass bitch. But like, there's like, and then another thing too would be like people of color or anybody in a different demographic group. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just like, fuck.
Yeah.
How do I, if this, because we live in a society where men are, or like the masculine type are deemed above everybody else. Mm-hmm. So it's so hard to like, be like, hey, I deserve more than you. I deserve the same as you. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you do. Just fucking tell them.
Yeah.
Just tell them.
Yeah.
But we're scared because I think that's also like, I was raised with machismo being a thing, but mm-hmm. I hated it. Because it was just two of us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if we had another sibling, it would be different.
Mm-hmm.
But it was me and my brother. And I was like, it's not fair that mm-hmm. he doesn't have to do the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
But I do.
Mm-hmm.
He ate food.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, bitch. What's the difference? Why mm-hmm. do I have to do the laundry all the time? Why can't he?
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's just like, because he's a boy. No! Fuck that!
Yeah.
My mom still does it to this day. And she's mm-hmm. like, John, she's like, wow, that boy would starve if you don't cook. And I was like, he's the one who cooks.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, he's just better at it.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not that I don't know how.
Yeah.
I just don't wanna.
Yeah. Yeah. And he wants to.
Yeah. And she would always be like, oh, you're never going to find a person if you don't learn to cook and clean. And I was like, no. Cause mm-hmm. it's a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a true believer in partnerships.
Yes.
And I was just like, no. She raised a stubborn bitch.
Yeah.
But like, that's why, like, I think in life, I'm just like, no, I will tell you what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, there's like a work situation where they want to bring to our team is currently only female.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, you should add a male to the group for diversity, like for a second opinion or whatever. And I was like, no, fuck that. I was like, why? What's the difference? What is he going to bring to the team?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like they want a specific person in mind. And I'm like, I will not let this man come in here and tell me how to run my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, well, has he ever? They're like, well, he's never been told that. And I was like, then somebody needs to, but yeah. I don't want to be the one to do it because I don't want them on my team.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's those, like, I think I was just raised in this. I just turned out this way because
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because obviously my mom was like, no,
uh-huh.
men is what you serve.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah.
I think it was just pure stubbornness of being like, that's just not fair.
Yeah.
And I just wish everybody had that fire in them where mm-hmm. they're like, no, fuck that.
Yeah. I wish it could be so easy.
Yeah.
Just to combat this.
Just turn on a switch in everybody's brain and being like, no, you deserve just as much as the next person.
Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that we don't like masculine people or masculine presenting people or things. It's just when it's toxic when it's the problem.
Because. Yeah.
Again, we love, there are a lot of men we love. There's John right out the door there. That was that you heard coughing earlier. Yeah. and
there's like things that like were made by men or for men.
Yeah.
Their razors are better.
Yeah.
I really, this is more of like a thing that I just want to like, I just hate that like products that are meant for men are better products because mm-hmm. they were meant, because men will never let, like a man will never let something hurt them. They're like no, it needs to be like when they tried birth control for men and then they all chickened out because they're like, oh no, I'm in a lot of pain. But women are allowed to endure that pain, and I'm just like, bitch.
That goes into the whole like,
but to me I'm like, ooh. But they would cure, like when people would joke at the beginning of the pandemic and they mm-hmm. were like, oh, if they said that this would you know, getting the coronavirus would lead to erectile dysfunction or something like that, mm-hmm. they would find the cure immediately mm-hmm. because they will never let something hurt themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, God, that's what ticks me off. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, that's true. Cause you know that they're like, no.
Yeah.
No. And I'm just like, fuck you.
Why
do you get a razor that doesn't hurt?
It's totally crazy. We won't get further into the medical sexism because that could be a whole other episode. That's a whole
different thing.
That's a whole other history lesson. But like, it's just kind of want to shake somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, thank you for blue jeans.
Exactly. What I find interesting. This is kind of like a little bit of a pivot that I've been confronted with recently in like the LGBT, specifically the lesbian
community,
because I was watching a video on YouTube by this YouTuber named Strange Eons, mm-hmm. and she herself is a lesbian, and she was talking about the brief history of the lesbian flag, which is very interesting.
Fly?
The flag.
Okay.
Flag, yeah.
Thank you. Sorry. I thought you said fly, and I was like,
my bad.
You guys have a bug?
No. The lesbian flag. And that's really interesting because it's basically just like the history of just lesbians. And it's so fascinating because it's also the history of like queer women and their relationship to masculinity and femininity, because they're, so you know how like the current flag we have for lesbians is the orange stripes getting into like the pink.
Yeah.
Originally for, you know, before this, it was just kind of like an all pink kind of stripe with the lipstick. You've probably seen it before with the lipstick kiss at the top.
Probably.
Yeah. Yes. So that one was specifically made for lipstick lesbians, for feminine people loving feminine people. And that caused a huge thing because there's this argument between where some lesbians, specifically feminine lesbians who love feminine women, they were saying, we are the true lesbians because we love femininity, and you butch people are feeding into the misogyny that infects this society. You know, this is their argument.
Yeah.
And having a feminine woman loving a masculine woman just bleeds into heteronormativity.
Yeah.
So I was like, I've never been confronted with that conflict within my community. And also, this doesn't even include like trans women. So it's like a whole other thing. But like this whole thing of like, they're just women. And all, like, you know, even if they look super masculine, they're,
It's because like a lot of people, I don't know if this ever happened to you, like in childhood or anything, but like if a girl or if a child who, you know, presents as female starts to wear more masculine clothing, mm-hmm. a lot of the times they're like, oh, what are you doing trying to be a boy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there's not this like, oh, I just want to wear this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's no, you're trying to be a boy. Like, it was very like poignant of like, that's what you're trying to do, or you're trying, oh, are you a lesbian because this is what you wear? And it's like, no, I just...
Yeah.
Bitch, I just want to wear these clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, what's wrong with me wanting to wear this?
Yeah.
Rather than that, like, I would borrow my brother's clothes, like, not like his everyday clothes, mm-hmm. but like swim trunks or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I was more comfortable wearing that than a one-piece bathing suit or whatever. Because I was like, no, I'm not comfortable with my body to wear that. And it's different because like, or not different, but like that's the whole thing. Like people would just see that and be like, you allow your child to dress like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes the other way around. Like when boys or like children who present as boys will like gear more towards like feminine clothing or want to wear a dress. And it's like, what are you trying to do? Oh, you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
You're
automatically gay.
And it's just like, no, I just really like, it's like when kids like really love a princess and they're like, no, I just really liked Elsa and I like her dress.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
So I just think it's cool.
Yeah.
Sort of deal. It's like, I like this cape.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like what's wrong with it?
Right.
Sort of deal. But like, it's just because we've we've drilled in pretty much everything that we have in this world, mm-hmm. In this society, that it has to be either a masculine thing or a feminine thing. It mm-hmm. can't be both. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, why yeah. not? Mm-hmm. Why can't we just do whatever we want?
Yeah.
Like things you like if you like, if you're into cars, that's a masculine thing. Yeah. Like, how dare you? Like, because, like, if a woman wants to be a mechanic,
yeah.
it's like, whoa, that's a man's world there.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Or it's like, are you a lesbian? It's like, no.
Yeah.
I think cars are fascinating. Mm-hmm. Or they have an attachment of, like, oh, I did this with my dad mm-hmm. or learned from my dad. So mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I was really interested in it. Things like that. But there's no way to, like, not. People are just like, no, you have to fit into a box. Mm-hmm. And then everything has, there are two boxes. One's pink, one's blue.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, bitch.
You can't have a purple.
Yeah, you can't, like, you can't.
And you can't have a tie-dye of pink and blue. And it's just so fascinating.
I know, but it's also so frustrating.
Yeah.
It is so frustrating.
And I feel like we haven't even gone into the topic of just like the people in the middle, the androgynous nature of things, mm-hmm. of people, and, you know, the gender fluidity.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's crazy. There are good masculine things in this world,
yeah.
and everyone likes certain masculine things. And people who are hyper feminist, like those toxic TERFs and yeah. shit like that. Who are
I just really wish yeah. there wasn't a. We didn't have to label things as masculine
yeah.
or feminine.
Yeah.
That
it's just a thing.
It could just be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, why does football need a gender? Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, we all know it's not, like,
yeah.
it doesn't have gender, but, like...
Right, yeah, like, why, yeah.
It fits under a box, mm-hmm. and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, artwork, think, like, at least, like, there are certain medias where you're like, oh, no, there's definitely both. Mm-hmm. And I think that's usually more the artistic things.
Yeah.
Because there are artists who are both whatever they want to be. Like, yeah. there's no... And the same thing goes for, like, drama. Well, no, because drama usually over, they were like, oh, you're gay.
Because
theater was mainly like women, which is weird because it used to be just men.
Yeah, but then also if you go into the movie thing, it's dominated by men. And so it's just constant back and forth.
I'm just like,
yeah,
I just don't understand.
It's constant back and forth that you can't escape.
Because like they like literally are, they're like, okay, the theater. Not the theater, but like,
Acting. Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because, like, acting in general can be both.
Yeah.
But then they're like, no. If you go into theater,
yeah,
you have to be a woman
or you're gay. Yeah. There's
But if you are acting,
yeah,
you are a straight man. Mm-hmm.
A masculine straight man. Yeah.
Or you're...
And cis.
Yes. Or you are... The object of that man's desire. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you cannot be the headliner.
Yeah.
Like, the bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Because yeah. you can even think about it, like, old movies. Like,
yeah.
the men were the ones who were, like, heavily, like...
Yeah.
You knew about the James Cagney and, like, you know, all of those. You knew the men's names.
Yeah.
And of, it, like,
yeah.
black and white movies. Mm-hmm. You knew who they were, the women. Maybe.
And then even if it was a movie with a woman headlining it, it was a movie about a woman for men. Like, going back to the very, very beginning of this episode when I was talking about My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
Like, it's Audrey Hepburn. No one knows. If you put that lead actor's face in front of a regular person, people are like, wait, I don't know who that is. But if
the
you
guy,
put...
Right?
Huh?
The guy?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know his name. I've seen him before, but I was like, I don't know his name. But if you put Audrey Hepburn in front of anybody, they'd be like, oh yeah, that's Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
That movie was headlined because they're like, Audrey fucking Hepburn is in this movie. But if you watch the movie, it's all... The man wins. The man wins. He gets what he wants. Like, Audrey towards the end, spoiler alert, it's been out for years, I don't care. Her character has this whole song at the end where she's just like, the world's gonna move without you. And if all these laws of nature and everything in the world can go on without you, I can go on without you. Yeah. I don't need you. my life is going to go on without you. And that was her final song. And then he finally realizes without her in his life that his life is, he can't go on without her. He's like, oh, I
she, fucked up.
Yeah, she really enriched my life. And I kind of wish that, like, that's where the movie ended, where he's like, fuck, I kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and it would have been almost like a La La Land thing, yeah, where, like, you both went your separate ways and that's just how life is.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to, literally at the very end, where she just came in, she's like, I'm back. And then he goes back to his old ways. Like, he was just, yeah, like, oh, and he's like, ah. But then, like, when, like, and he's like, oh, I really miss her. And then she's back and he's like, where are my slippers? Literally is his last thing. He's like, where are my slippers? And I'm just like, oh my God.
You learned nothing.
So, like, even if a woman is at the head, it's all, I don't even know what the thesis of this episode is.
We live in a man's world.
We, yeah.
Unfortunately. I really wish we did.
Yeah. Or just a non-gendered world.
Yep. Yeah.
A non-binary world.
Yeah.
I mean, technically we do, but
that's not how society sees it.
Yeah.
We live in a patriarchal society. We just need it to be a society.
Yeah. Just a society.
You know, that'd be great if we were just a society instead of one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite masculine thing, go.
Andrew Garfield,
yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. I also forgot about Sebastian Stan. But sometimes he's a little too masculine. Mm. I'm like, sorry.
I love the himbo type.
Oh, that God, is
literally,
yes.
I know it's very popular nowadays, but I love it.
I love an idiot.
My whole life, like, if I look at all of my favorite male characters in anything, they're himbos.
Oh, mine has always been bi wife energy.
Oh yeah.
Now that, like, there's an actual term for it. Yeah, like, it's a bi wife energy. Yep.
It's because that's your boyfriend.
Yeah,
that's John. Yeah. Pie. But I was thinking, I was gonna say pie wife energy.
But I was like, think about, like, he, not him, like, everybody. Mm-hmm. Treasure Planet.
Oh yeah.
Kid. Mm-hmm. Milo from.
Oh yeah.
They're just all bi wife energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's the scrawny. Because I love a woman.
Yeah.
Man,
oh yeah. Like,
oh
yeah.
Uh-huh. I love a soft boy.
I love a simp. I'm a big fan of a simp.
A simp.
A man who worships a woman. I'm down for that. Maybe we can do another episode just like loving feminine things.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that. Alrighty. If you want to discuss things further with us, you can reach us at our socials. I am Eva_Bevamart on Instagram and Bevamart on the other way around. Bevamart on Instagram, Eva_Bevamart on Twitter. Well, your turn.
This is where you put the same thing on Instagram and on Twitter. I was like, what?
We're tired.
The Emily Garon. And if you want to follow our collective social media, it is Pop and Stance on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram, and Pop and Circumstance on Facebook.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So
keep being safe.
Yeah, keep being safe. We're still in the Panaderia, upon to replay. And wear your mask and just go enjoy things. There's a lot of stuff going on in this world. Enjoy what makes you happy. Make yourself happy. That's all we ask. Okay. Bye.